This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state Supreme Court has affirmed that a local government does not have to compensate property owners when officials use eminent domain to take over their land. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The case started in the town of Monument, which used eminent domain to acquire land for a water tower, despite a strict legal contract saying the property could only be used for a house. Nearby homeowners sued, arguing the city owed them money for canceling the contract and hurting their property values, but the justices rejected that argument based on a similar case from nearly 70 years ago. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Several school districts carried out remote learning relatively well compared to national counterparts. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The national analysis looked at 477 school systems, urban, rural, affluent, high poverty. Boulder, Denver, Aurora, and Canyon City were part of the analysis. Researchers say those districts set clear expectations and encouraged live, real-time teaching where possible. Just one in three districts nationwide did so. The report found affluent districts were twice as likely as high poverty districts to expect teachers to deliver real-time lessons. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Senate-passed bill to overhaul policing is getting a final major committee hearing in the Colorado House tonight. It would ban chokeholds, require body cams, and limit use of force. 77 in Denver, 62 in Vail, 79 for Grand Junction. This is CPR.